Hey guys, so I'm just starting a podcast. I kind of don't know why I'm doing it, but you know, I figured why not? Because they wouldn't, you know, want to spend their time listening to me either bitch or complain about something, because, you know, that's always what we want to do, right? Trying to think of what I could talk about. Oh, I know what I could talk about. How about the gun control? Because I know that's a big topic nowadays. I know that they just had the March of Our Lives and up at DC a couple weekends ago, and you know, I'm not a gun owner yet because I'm not 21, but when I am 21, I'm going to purchase a gun because it's more for safety and everything. You know, I'm not gonna go through to school because I just don't think that way. I can't even harm a bumblebee because I feel bad, you know. But the biggest debate is whether or not they should take away our Second Amendment. No matter how much protest goes on, no matter how many letters you send to Trump or Congress, or just write an angry letter and throw it away in the garbage like most of you punks do anyway, but they are not going to take away our Second Amendment. Because if you think about it, Congress has to approve that, and then I believe 3/4 of, you know, the United States has to approve taking away an amendment. Or is it maybe 3/4 of Congress? I just know that it has to be like a majority vote to take away our Second Amendment, and that is not going to happen. Should they put a little bit more, you know, regulations about how you get a gun? Sure. But at the same time, no matter how many regulations you put on guns, the criminals are always going to find a way around that, like they do. I mean, the Maryland kid was 17 years old. He took his dad's gun. He didn't purchase one, but he was able to get his hands on a gun, and he shot up the school. Luckily, a police officer that was armed and trained took him down before he could harm anybody else. And that is something that we need to do. Instead of working, you know, worrying about like, oh, well, you know, guns kill people, blah, blah, blah. At the same time, guns protect us. I understand that guns are dangerous and they're lethal, but at the same time, they protect us. Because without them, how would we have an army? Without them, how would the men and women who risk their lives every day protect us? Because I'm sure as hell, if, you know, if we get rid of the guns, I'm sure, you know, ISIS isn't going to be like, oh guys, we should get rid of our guns, you know, we should play along. Because if we get rid of our guns and that gets to ISIS or North Korea or, you know, other places that are trying to take away our freedom, then they're going to come for us. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be worse. It's going to be a hell of a lot worse if we take the guns away from law-abiding citizens instead of having those citizens be able to protect those who can't. Because if we have enough security officers that are professionally trained, if a school shooter comes into the school and they are armed to where they can take him or her down, then that's what we should be doing, you know? We should be training these officers, training, you know, these policemen what to properly do when a shooter happens, even in a mall or a movie theater, because we've had that happen before. No matter how many regulations we put on, they are always going to find a way around it because they are criminals, and we call them criminals for a reason. And I'm not saying, oh, well, to hell with regulations, just let anybody buy a gun because, you know, they're going to get around it anyway. I'm not saying that at all. All I'm saying is just, you know, they're criminals for a reason. They're always going to find a way around the system. So, why not? We train law-abiding citizens, you know, show them how to properly use a gun, show them how to properly aim. Because I know damn well, if I had a gun and there is a school shooter up at my high school, because my sister still goes to high school, I would race my ass there and I would risk my life to take him down if it could save her and her friends and everybody else in that school. Because that's, you know, that's the type of person that I am. I wish we all could be like that, but instead we're saying, you know, take away guns. Guns are bad. Guns protect us. sure, they can be used for bad, you know, they can use for killing, but if we have enough people who are good and use them properly, then honestly, that I feel like that would, I'd feel safe if, you know, if I had like, I don't live in a very good part of town, you know, and if I knew my neighbors, you know, they were good people and they were able to protect me, because, you know, I'm a 20-year-old woman. I'm decently attractive, I think. I don't know. My boyfriend tells me I am, but, you know, he tells me I look good even though I look like a troll most days. But, you know, if I'm coming home at night, there's some shady people that walk the streets. There's some shady people that I've seen posts about in malls and, like, Ross Park Mall and, you know, places like that where they're just, you know, the whole sex trafficking thing. Like, I don't want to get involved in that. I don't want to be taken away from my life and my family and my boyfriend to be put into that kind of situation. I'm going to protect myself. And I'm sure people are like, well, why don't you just buy a taser? Why don't you just buy pepper spray? Well, yeah, I mean, I have pepper spray. I don't really know where it is. But it's not threatening, you know? I don't want to kill somebody, but at the same time, if I'm pointing a gun in their face and I'm saying, get the fuck out of here, I'm pretty sure they're gonna get the fuck out of here and not mess with me. But, I mean, I guess that's my whole little rant. I don't want to go too long on this podcast since the app is, I guess, yelling at me. But if you have any comments, you know, what you think, if you're against guns, if you want to, you know, throw a comment, the next one I'm going to do, give me some topic ideas too, because this is the first time I've done a podcast, so I think I'm relatively funny on some days. This was something kind of serious that I wanted to talk about, but yeah, throw me a comment, give me some topics to talk about. If you guys like my voice, I really don't like my voice, but that's just my opinion. Yeah, follow me, like me, be my friend. Bye, guys.